Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher, back with another daily dose of fired up hacks to get things done. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another podcast about productivity, ugh. But trust me, this isn't your average pep talk. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building momentum in a way that feels authentically you. Because let's be real, life is messy, and sometimes those generic productivity tips just don't cut it. We all know the feeling of staring at the to-do list, overwhelmed by the sheer amount of stuff we should be doing. It's like a hamster wheel of anxiety, right? But here's the secret. Momentum isn't about forcing yourself into some rigid schedule or becoming a productivity robot. It's about finding what works for you and building on that little spark of motivation you already have. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You don't just leap to the summit, do you? You take one step at a time, enjoying the view, maybe stopping for snacks along the way. That's momentum, steady progress fueled by your unique energy and style. So, what does that look like in practice? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build momentum my way. 1. Embrace your quirks. Forget those ideal productivity systems everyone else swears by. They might work for them, but they might feel clunky and unnatural to you. Instead of trying to fit into a mold, celebrate what makes you tick. Are you a night owl? Work when the world's asleep. Love music while you brainstorm. That's your playlist. Productivity is about finding what energizes you, not squeezing yourself into someone else's box. Start tiny. Feeling overwhelmed by that giant project? Break it down into bite-sized chunks. Seriously, we're talking microscopic steps here. Instead of write the entire report, aim for write one paragraph. Even better, just focus on getting your first sentence out there. The magic happens when you build momentum through consistent small wins. Think of it like this. 1,000 tiny steps lead to amazing destinations. 3. Celebrate the wins. Don't wait until the grand finale to feel good about your progress. Celebrate every little victory along the way. Finish that paragraph. High five. Ace that meeting. Treat yourself to a virtual dance party, no judgment. Recognizing your achievements, no matter how small, keeps you motivated and reinforces positive behavior. 4. Fuel your fire. We're talking about more than just coffee here, although that helps. What truly recharges your batteries? Is it a walk in nature, a good book, a heart-to-heart with a friend? Make time for activities that replenish your energy and creativity. A well-fueled fire burns brighter and lasts longer. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be days when you feel like a productivity superhero and days where motivation goes AWOL. That's okay. Acknowledge those dips, don't beat yourself up, and gently nudge yourself back on track. You're human, not a machine. Ever get that feeling when you finally finish something you've been putting off? Like, a wave of relief washes over you and you feel so empowered because you actually did IT. That, my friends, is the sweet taste of momentum. And it's way more delicious than any pile of unfinished tasks. Let me tell you a story about this. A few weeks ago, I was struggling to finish writing an article. It felt like every time I sat down, my brain turned into mush. The words just wouldn't come. So instead of forcing myself, I took a step back and did something unexpected. I went for a walk in the park. Just me, the sunshine, and some chirping birds. And guess what? As I walked, those jumbled thoughts started to clear. Ideas sparked, connections formed, and by the time I got back home, I had a clear plan for finishing my article. Sometimes, the best way to build momentum is to step away from the task altogether and give your mind space to breathe. Trust me, that walk was worth its weight in gold. So remember, building momentum isn't about crushing your to-do list or becoming some hyper-efficient machine. It's about finding what fuels your fire, celebrating your wins, even the tiny ones, and being kind to yourself along the way. Ready to unlock that momentum? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra motivation. Let's build momentum together, one small step at a time. Until tomorrow, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.